And we're back. You're listening to Cinema Central, and you're about to take part in the very first Cinema War. I'm DJ Ace, and here are your contestants. I have with me in the studio right now, Lindsay, Brad, and Carissa. What's up, guys?
Hey.
What up?
And we are, the topic for tonight is Back to the Future 2. The date is coming up this week. Bottom line is, that movie made a bunch of predictions about what the year 2015 would look like. So the question is, what technology from Back to the Future 2 do we want most? So we're going to go through, tell me what your thing is, and then we'll get started. Brad, what's your pick?
Hoverboards.
Lindsay.
Self-adjusting clothing.
Oh, that's a good one.
And
like the shoes.
Carissa.
Mine is the smart home. I want to be lazy.
All right. So you want fax machines in your home all the time? Is that what that is?
No, it's like there's a bunch that go into it, but it's like the flat screen that you can like get your calls through, and it's a smart TV, so it has internet.
Okay, so you're talking about the pulled
out. The rehydratable food.
Yeah, that one. And then there's like the virtual windows
where
you can see out of anywhere.
So the smart glasses?
The smart glasses.
So you're just like the entire, everything that was in that house.
Oh, yeah.
Basically the entire house.
All right, Brad, why do we need a hoverboard the most?
Okay, one, because hoverboards, all right? I shouldn't have to say more than that. Hoverboards are awesome, all right? The concept of basically being on a skateboard but not actually touching the ground is wonderful. And the science behind it, if we had hoverboards, would mean that we could probably apply that.
We do.
Okay,
but we do.
If we had hoverboards to the extent that we could commercialize them, to the extent it is in 2015.
But they can't go on water, McFly.
Unless you've got power. We see Mini Butch. I don't remember his actual name, but he's basically Mini Butch. We see his board go on water, right? So if we had that technology, we could probably apply it to larger, and we actually see them apply it to a Jeep in the movie, right?
Yeah,
think about that, what that would do for our Earth, right?
True.
That would almost single-handedly solve the whole climate change problem.
Yeah.
And the money that we're spending on crazy, on oil and gas, we could send to basically, what? You have a problem with me using hoverboards to help the Earth?
You're already, okay.
All right, Lindsay,
you're
next.
Arguing for the point of hoverboards, not for the point of hover cars. And hoverboards is a niche audience. You're not going to... How many people know how to skateboard or snowboard? A hoverboard would basically follow the same mechanics as a skateboarder or a snowboarder or a longboarder. So you would need to have those set of skills.
The question
so that is a small
what
audience of people.
Right? So the technology in the hoverboard could be applied to a
everybody
larger vehicle, make it a hover car.
Everybody wears clothing.
Yeah.
If you had self-adjusting clothing, you could own the same like outfits your entire life. You could get fat, you could get tall, you could get small.
And
that
jacket
will still fit you that you wore.
How does one get small?
My mom has shrunk 7 inches almost.
Yeah. All right, Carissa.
But not really.
Carissa,
I kind of agree.
Why
with
the house?
I agree with Lindsay real quick. Just wanted to pull that out there. Because also, you can trade with people and it will fit them. Just like, you know.
Exactly.
Okay. So onto my portion of the house, everyone or most people in this world own a house of some sort. And
homeless people still wear clothing though.
Yeah.
They may not own a house, but they have clothing.
But in these houses, think of how easy it is to communicate with other people that you are either in the house with, so you can be super lazy and gain some weight, or you can contact some people that maybe you're cross country. And you're like in long distance relationships, or your family members have moved away and you miss them and you want to talk to them so easily. Or let's say you want to go traveling through the world and you want to see like Africa and see some lions. Come on, that virtual window, it takes you right there.
Okay, but
you
that's
just
not
but it's
real.
Never going to be the same as watching
it.
But then the smart glasses, you can drive with them. You have that rear view mirror and everything. You can use them at all points in time. Like, just saying.
Right,
everyone wears
good.
Clothes.
I have to choose a winner for today. I'm super conflicted.
I'm going with Lindsay, personally.
I just want to point out that her thing is promoting obesity, right?
Yeah.
You can get as
it's
fat
promoting-
as you want and never feel bad
so
about it.
So many
clothes
promoting
how many
obesity,
people-
too. You can be as lazy as you want.
You can be as, they're basically promoting
you
everything
be fat on
currently
a hoverboard.
Wrong with the world.
You could be fat
so
on a hoverboard.
So I can't decide this on what I would want most. It's just basically what you guys talked about. The fact that these two are like agreeing on the same thing is kind of doing it for me. So I'm going to give it to Lindsay.
Brad loses. Woo! Yeah.
For the first round.
Well all right. Played,
thank
Lindsay.
You for participating.
Kramer
we will
is king.
Be back
Woo!
Next week.
Love you, Lindsay.
This was Cinema Central again with DJ Ace, Lindsay, Brad, Krista. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
We are done.